Hi, this is Kara from the Pure Rock Shop, and you're listening to 91.7 FM WNJR Washington, Pittsburgh, and online at WNJR.org. Today we have Quiet Riot drummer Frankie Benelli on the line. Hey, Frankie, how are you?
I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm good. I'm very excited. Quiet Riot's coming back to Pittsburgh on February 1st at Jurgles in Warrendale. I feel like it's always been a special connection between Quiet Riot and Pittsburgh because mental health has historically been part of the soundtrack for our Steeler games.
And Oh, that is awesome.
Yeah, so, you know, it's a big deal, I think, for Pittsburghers. Steelers are obviously part of every week this time of year, and Quiet Riot's been a big part of that for decades.
Really appreciate it. Yeah, we've played Pittsburgh in the Pennsylvania market for so many decades, and the fans have always been ridiculously great to us, so really looking forward to this date.
Yeah,
in Warrendale, correct?
Yes, in Warrendale, which is just north of Pittsburgh, and you tend to get some people right off the turnpike from Ohio and north of Pittsburgh as well, so I guarantee you guys will pack the place.
Fantastic. It's going to be a good night.
Yeah. So, you know, having such huge arena rock anthems in your catalog, has there been a lot of pressure for you guys to live up to those standards when approaching new albums like the 2017 Road Rage?
You know, not really, because the thing about Quiet Riot is every single record we've ever done, you know, people look at the obvious things that we did, Come On Feel the Noise on the Mental Health record, and then we did another Slate song, Mama We're All Crazy Now, on the second record, but every single record we've done has been a progression, and we've done material that was similar to what had happened previously, but also different than what we had done before. Mm-hmm. So I don't feel that pressure at all. I mean, any band should be blessed to have the anthems that we've had in our career. So I don't think I'm worried about not having another one.
Okay, sure. You know, and with so many songs that you must play, it's got to be a challenge to, you know, squeeze in new material. But Freak Flag and Can't Get Enough made it onto this new live album, One Night in Milan. So what's the response been to those newer songs live?
Well, traditionally, Quiet Riot, anytime we've ever released a new record, we've always added one to two new songs into the set list. It's rare that we add more than that because, you know, as the years have gone by, we have so many songs that the fans expect us to play that it makes it difficult to decide which one to cut out and which one to leave in.
Sure, sure.
The set that I put together for One Night Live in Milan, I wanted to make sure that we did, you know, as many of the songs that the diehard fans and our longtime supporters wanted to hear. But I also wanted to bring us a step into the present by recording Freak Flag and Can't Get Enough live on that record, but also went deep with a track like Whatever It Takes from the 1995 Down to the Bone record,
mm-hmm.
And title track from the 1993 Terrified record. So I wanted to give the fans a much broader stroke to the music of Quiet Riot over the years.
Yeah, you've definitely accomplished that. It'll be cool to check out the DVD as well. You know, I know you had some hiccups with finding the right front man for the band before recruiting James Durbin. What's his impact been on the band?
Well, I think the most important thing about having James come on board with Quiet Riot is that the most difficult thing for us is trying to find a singer that had the vocal range mm-hmm. that Kevin did, because Kevin's vocal range was ridiculous. He could hit the highest of high notes and the lowest of low notes. But the other thing about Kevin is he was a real ham, and I mean that with respect. He really loved being on that stage. That was where he was having the most fun of his life, and James has the vocal range and capability to do justice to the older Quiet Riot material, but he's also a great performer, so it gives us an advantage that we haven't had since we lost Kevin in 2007.
Yeah,
he's a really nice guy.
Well, we got a chance to see you guys back in 2017 at Rock the Arena in Toledo, and it was very impressive to see all of James's moves on stage in addition to hearing him hit those high notes. So
Like I said, it's a lot of fun, and we all get along. And he's considerably younger than the rest of us, so you know he has that more youthful innocence and point of view, which is refreshing. And at the same time, we're schooling him with over three decades of what it's all about.
Sure. Well, you know, like many of the bands that recorded at that Frontiers Festival in 2018, you know, it sounds like this is a pretty raw recording. Not a lot of, you know, bells and whistles, tricks in the studio afterwards. Are you guys pleased with the results of the album?
Well, the reason I titled the record One Night in Milan is because that's exactly what it is. My condition with agreeing to record a live album was that I was not going to let the label ask me to go into the studio and fix anything.
Okay.
So what you hear there is exactly what we played that night. There's no fixed guitar solos. There's no fixed lead vocals. There's no added background vocals with a bunch of people that didn't sing in the band.
Right, right.
Nothing is fixed. Everything was as it was, and it's as raw as a live performance should be, because I'm a great believer in, if you're making a live record, and after you record those live tracks and you go into the studio and you nitpick and fix this and you fix that, it ceases by definition being a live record because it no longer qualifies as being a live record. You started replacing things. So it is a very honest record of what Quiet Riot sounded on that particular night in Milan, Italy.
Very cool. And it definitely is that. So I think you accomplished what you wanted to. You know, I read that this was your first show that you guys ever performed in Italy. You've had such huge popularity here in the U.S. What's Quiet Riot's impact like overseas?
Well, the interesting thing is, on the one hand, it was a double-edged sword that in 1983, 1984, 1985, the band was so hugely popular worldwide, but especially in the United States, that we had very few chances to play anywhere outside of the U.S. You know, we did some limited touring in South America and in Asia and in Europe, but not to the degree that we did in the United States. And proof of that was that, you know, 2018 was the first time in a 30-plus year career that we had the opportunity to play Italy, and it was really rewarding. It was great to play for the Italian fans, but understanding that was the only European show we were going to do in 2018, there were Quiet Riot fans that came from all over Europe, so it was great meeting so many people from so many different countries, and I was really appreciative that they took the time and the expense and the effort to come down for that show.
Yeah, very cool. So, you know, you're actually the second drummer I've talked to this year who's taken on the charge to revive a band. James Kotak from Kingdom Come was the first one. What was your drive behind keeping Quiet Riot alive?
Well, I've been with the band since 1980, so I have spent most of my career and most of my adult life in this thing called Quiet Riot, with the exception of when the band, you know, I put the band on the back burner in 1989 and then resumed working with Kevin in 1993. And it's just such a huge and important part of my life that it is impossible for me to separate Frankie Minnelli from Quiet Riot. And the most difficult thing to do was to decide to continue after losing my best friend, because you know, I didn't just lose a band. I lost a guy that I talked to every single day of my life, 20, 30 times a day. But I felt that it was important for me personally to continue even without Kevin, irregardless of the amount of criticism that I received for doing so. And I believe I made the right decision then, and I still believe it today. I don't regret it at all.
Yeah, well, we're certainly glad you guys...
Anything I regret is the loss of Kevin.
Absolutely, and we're certainly glad you guys are still around. You know, so another question, you know, being part of this band since the 80s, what's it like hearing multiple generations of fans singing along to your songs now?
There's nothing more gratifying than that, because, you know, when I have the best seat in the house. I mean, I'm sitting on the drum riser, so I'm above you know, the eye level, and I'm looking at everybody in the audience, and it's great to see fans that, that I've seen their faces for decades, but it's great to see, like, fans that are so young that they weren't even around, they weren't even born when most of these records were released, and to see them out there, and that they actually know the words of the songs, and they know the songs, and they're punching their fists in the air, and they're banging their heads, there's no greater reward than that, because it makes you feel like you're not stuck in some time warp, that you're actually part of the past, but also very much a part of the present.
Yeah, definitely. So what's next for Quiet Riot? How long will you guys be on the road?
Well, we did Quiet Riot tours most of the year, and that's been the case of 1982. We performed our last show of 2018 on December 27th in Hollywood at the Whiskey, and we're starting the first show of 2019 this Saturday the 19th in Scottsdale, Arizona at BLK Live. So, and it just continues from there. So I expect to be, you know, on the road touring with Quiet Riot all the way through the year once again, and I'm very grateful for that.
I just actually talked to Tony Montana. I believe his band Shadow and the Thrill's opening up for you guys at that Arizona show.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, so wish we could be there, but we'll definitely see you here on February 1st at Jurgles. So, Frankie, thank you so much for joining us today on 91.7 FM WNJR. Anything else you want to share before we sign off?
Well, I'm going to count on you to come up and introduce yourself, because I like to put a face on the voice. And I, you know, again, I appreciate you taking the time to speak with me about Quiet Riot, because that's what keeps the music, and that's what keeps the band alive. And the fan support, if it wasn't for the fans that we've had for, you know, over 3.5 decades, you know, we wouldn't be discussing this right now. So, again, always my gratitude to the fans, and I'm looking forward to some Steelers rock and roll on February 1st.
Great. Thanks, Frankie.
All right. Thank you so much. You take care, and you have a wonderful weekend.
You too.